Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jackie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm having a little bit of an issue here. It's kind of a big issue. I'm supposed to be getting married next month, the 14th of June. My second marriage. I have two children, almost 18 and almost 16, and my fiance's daughter lives with him. He's got two other children that don't live with him, but she's 16.
Mm-hmm.
And it's recently, we recently found out that his daughter and my daughter have been smoking marijuana and doing some lying and behind our backs. And I'm really upset because, and I don't want to just pin it on my future stepdaughter, but you know, my daughter may have tried it another time without her being in the picture, but she's
yeah.
the one who was doing it first, and now.
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem to me that the issue is laying blame that these kids are the same age, and
yeah.
and both of them, there are other kids in their classes who've been smoking
yeah.
and snorting, and the fact is that they're responsible for their own behavior, not...
True, so I agree with that.
Yeah, instead of deciding to point your finger at somebody seems to me kind of a waste of time.
I agree, but I guess my only problem is I'm just worried about going through with this now.
What does the kid's behavior have to do with the marriage?
Okay.
If you have cold feet about the marriage, let's look at that, because that's cold feet about him. If you have cold feet about helping to raise someone else's child, we can talk about that.
That's probably my
issue. Because, but it seems to me that you're really muddling things up by suggesting, well, you know, the kids are the same age, and one of them was using, and the other one taught her to use it, and that's kind of naive, to say the least. I mean, both
okay.
of them, yeah, I mean, they're both equally responsible, and even if one procured and the other went along, I mean, if it was your next-door neighbor's kid or your kid who procured, and your next-door neighbor came over and said your child's a bad influence, you'd say, they're 16, not 3. What's the deal here? So what's the question to me?
I guess the reason, I'm just scared because this is my second marriage, and it very, you know, I want to make sure I'm making the right decision. I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing for
the
kids involved.
Well, but that's a different issue. That you look at the marriage, you're not marrying the kids. You will certainly be involved in their rearing, although as a stepmom, as I'm sure you understand, you have limited possibilities. You're the good friend and the good hostess. You're not the mother,
okay.
as is your groom to be the good friend and the good host to your daughter and to your two children. But the deal is that you're marrying him.
Okay.
How long have you known him?
Almost 2 years.
Are you guys living together?
No.
Good.
But he's here on the weekends. You know, with the kids, we're trying to sell my place. And
how long
he's a wonderful
has he,
man.
How long has he been divorced?
8 years.
And how long have you been divorced?
8 years.
Okay. It seems to me one of the possibilities is if the two of you are, after you get married, talking about living, well, I mean, if you're not sure, what I would do is both of you find homes nearer to one another and see each other more than on the weekend and see what happens. And, I mean, I think you can't live together with kids still living there, but you can certainly spend more time with one another and see what happens. If the two of you are convinced enough, and it doesn't sound to me that you're completely convinced, but if you're sure this is a man for you, then go ahead and get married. Start some family counseling right off the bat and understand the restrictions about step-parenting, and you're off and running. But they're separate issues. Certainly, children from the first marriage can be very disruptive in a second marriage. But the two of you can deal with that.
Okay.
And they're only presumably going to be around for a limited amount of time. They're both 16. But, I mean, if you're having cold feet about him, or you feel like you don't know him well enough, it's a lot easier to call off a wedding than it is a marriage. So if you're not certain, then decide, you know, let's wait a little bit longer and let's live closer to one another and see what happens.
Well, my issue, too, is I don't know what to do with these kids. How do we deal with these kids?
Well, I think the two of you sit down and have a conference about what the rules should be and what the restrictions should be and what the penalty should be, and he enforces them on his kid, and you enforce them on yours. I mean, you can certainly agree together that this is the house policy. You enforce it on your kid, he enforces
okay.
it on his.
Okay.
Jackie, it sounds to me that you need to sit down with somebody. The two of you need to sit down with somebody and understand what's going on here. Because my guess is that this is masking some other issues. Do I think it's a news flash for 16-year-olds to be experimenting with drugs? Not at all. Do I think it's a great idea? Not at all. But again, I mean, this is not, these are not 5-year-olds. These are 16-year-olds, and they're certainly not the only ones in their class. And the likelihood that they're influencing each other, I mean, part of it may be that they're both feeling like manipulative little brats and saying, you know, mom and dad aren't paying enough attention to us because they're paying so much attention to each other. We want them to pay attention, and so we know a way to make them pay attention to us.
Okay.
But again, I think that you need to divide things up into categories. Don't try and glop it all together. If you're not sure about him, don't marry him. If you're not sure about how to parent the kids, the two of you need to go and find a couples counselor and sit down and talk about blended families and what do we do
okay.
about kids who are using drugs.
Okay. Okay.
And understand that both of you have both parental responsibilities, which are direct, and step-parental responsibilities, which are indirect.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay. I will try that.
Good enough. Perhaps the only relationship that's more complicated than being a parent, which as you heard me talk about earlier, or I guess last hour, was that we're completely wrong about how we think about parenting. As I've said, my favorite example is if your kid runs up and says, with a finger painting, it says, you know, mommy, mommy, or daddy, daddy, do you like my painting? That most adults would say that the correct answer to the kid is, oh, it's gorgeous. But that's not the right answer because, first of all, if the kid just slopped it together, they're going to think that, you know, that mom and dad are really not very good art critics and not very honest or not very anything. So the correct answer is really, do you like it? Because what we're trying to do is teach our children to be somewhat self-reliant, that self-esteem is one of those few terms in the psychiatric or psychological jargon that actually is self-explanatory. Self is not parent, it's not grandma, it's not school teacher, it's not brother and sister, it's not peer, it's self. And esteem is an active way of valuing something. And so how do you value something? Well, because you can look at specific kind of accomplishments and saying, ah, that's a good thing. I like that. Or that's not such a good thing. Or I'd like to get better at that. Or this makes a lot of sense to me. Or this doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And having a child who's, I mean, you want a child who has some ability to be sensitive to other people and sensitive to their needs and wants and as opposed to completely self-involved. But a kid who has no inner compass is going to be a puppet and not a very happy puppet at that. So as a parent, our job is really to help our children be self-reliant, to understand what they're good at, what they're not so good at, to understand consequence. And as a step-parent, basically all we have to do, as I said, is be a good friend and a good hostess, and that's about it. We don't have a primary responsibility. And even if the kids are very young, when we become their step-parent, they're the only one who can imbue us with the role of parent. That you can't say, well, because the kid will say, you're not my mom. Or you're not my dad. So the idea is that that we help our kids to understand, to really recognize their potential as being good human beings, as being worthwhile citizens, of sorting out who they are, what they're good at, and what they're not so good at, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, what they can do well, what they don't do so well, and what the consequence of their behavior is. And without that, basically, what we're going to do is it's not even that we're going to raise savages, because I don't think we need to raise savages. I think they probably come, that human beings come relatively savage-ish. I'm not sure that's actually a word, but you get the point. And just in sort of absolutely having nothing whatsoever to do with what I just said, that today is not only John Malkovich's birthday and Donny Osmond's, which is hard to think of two people at the more opposite end of the spectrum, but also my brother, which is somewhere in between.
Well, happy birthday to your brother.
Happy brother to my birthday. No, happy birthday to my brother. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Manny, do we want to... I think you have a sounder there for DVDs, but you don't know where it is, right?
I do not know.
All right, let's, give me that all right, together memo. We're just going to go, no. That's, I just made that up. All right. it sounds... Actually, we could find a new sounder because the DVD, maybe it could say, you have DVDs, or now on sale or something, because the one that that Shane has makes it sound like a dentist drill, which is not conducive necessarily for people feel comfortable. So you can find a new one. That'll be your your sort of creative contribution.
You have the DVDs.
Yeah. Oh, well done. What a great voice. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, the number one download this week for DVDs and sales, which is a great time for Christmas, is going to be Guardians of the Galaxy. This is from Marvel, who brought you Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, and the Avengers. Okay, now we've got the Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, remember I was saying that everything this year had to do with protests and revolution?
Mm-hmm.
This one does, too.
Hmm.
Peter Quill finds himself the object of an unrelenting bounty hunter after stealing a mysterious orb. I love the word orb, which is only used, I think, in Marvel comic books. Coveted by Ronan, a powerful villain with ambitions that threaten the entire universe. To evade the ever-persistent Ronan, Quill is forced into an uneasy truce with a quartet of disparate misfits, Rocket, a gun-toting raccoon, who's my least favorite. I think that's the Bradley Cooper character. Groot, a tree-like humanoid, the deadly and enigmatic Gamora, and the revenge-driven Drax the Destroyer, which is Michael Rooker, who's really fun.
Yeah, he's very good.
When Quill discovers the true power of the orb and the menace it poses to the cosmos, he must do his very best to rally his ragtag rivals for a last desperate stand with the galaxy's fate in the balance. This one is sillier and more fun than most of them, and part of it is just Chris Pratt is just adorable in it. Zoe Saldana is in it as well.
I love
Vin
her.
Diesel.
I have such a crush
Bradley
on
Cooper.
Zoe.
There you go. Even when she's green, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So this was, I mean, it really is fun and silly and I'm very enjoyable. So Guardians will be, again, it's one of the movies that sort of supports my notion about revolution, and that's what the zeitgeist is right now. Frank is a hard movie to review. It does have Michael Fassbender in it, but he's behind this sort of paper mache head the whole time. The idea is that this young guy who wants to be in a band sort of ends up accidentally getting into a band that's headed by Frank, literally. it's a hard movie to describe. It's actually kind of got its charm to it. Maggie Gyllenhaal is in it as well. The Gyllenhaal family are having a great year this year because Jake did Nightcrawler, which is a creepy, cool movie.
Yeah,
it really is very creepy.
I really like it.
But it's really good.
One
of my favorite movies that's actually on my top 10 list is Cavalry with Brendan Gleeson, which is a movie that didn't get a whole lot of attention, but it's a really good movie by the writer and director of The Guard. I liked it a lot.
Okay.
Stands Tall is an enjoyable movie. You know, it's a little bit different than most of your sports movies. I'm just sort of trying to pull up all the information on it at the same time. The idea is Jim Caviezel is in it, and Michael Chiklis, high school football coach Bob LeDesur, and his De La Salle Spartans have just completed incredible 151 consecutive victories and 12 straight championships, which is more than any sports team ever.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was interesting, because did you know anything about them?
I'd never, and I'm as big a sports fan as you'll probably ever talk to, and I had no idea about it at all.
No, I didn't either. No. The team's seniors receive offers from colleges all over the country. The advancing juniors look forward to making their mark. However, beloved Coach Ladd has a brush with calamity while the Spartans face their most challenging, most unpredictable season yet. This is a different kind of sports movie because it really focuses. Laura Dern's also in it. Laura Dern's having a great year as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it focuses much more in some ways. I mean, it's much more a psychological movie, but there are the appropriate tosses at the last minute and will they or won't they. I mean, I really thought it was a great movie. Yeah, very enjoyable.
Okay.
She's beautiful when she's angry. We talked about earlier just because we did the interview with Mary Doerr. That everybody should look at this. This should certainly be seen in high schools. Again, fitting directly in with the protest notion. This is the woman's movement, and it's documented from 1966 to 1971. And as I said when we did the interview, it made me both cry and cringe about what was terrific about it. I mean, this was a movement that really changed the world to a very large extent, or changed how women in the United States view themselves, which means it will change how women view themselves in the world. the dealing, it's just everybody should see it and have at least that historical perspective on it. I mean, it does concern slightly more than half the population. The Congress is Robin Wright. This is a very weird movie that's worth seeing. Danny Houston is in the weirdest movies. You know, apparently if it's not weird, he's not going to be in it. But this is truly a weird movie. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, I think, came out last week. I think we did that last week. So, yeah. Big movie of the week will certainly be Guardians of the Galaxy. Frank, for any of anybody on your list that's a perspiring musician, stands tall, probably for the sports fans. And Calvary is just a really good movie that's very well acted. She's Beautiful When She's Angry for anybody who wants somewhat of a historical perspective, as I said. It's not so much women's history. And again, that's one of my complaints about the women's movement is that women have not done a very good job of explaining to men why treating everybody at the same in the workplace is a huge advantage for both men and women. I mean, women, I can remember speaking at conferences and talking about women saying, well, we don't have any part of the good old boy network. And I said, neither do most men. I mean, you know, that the good old boy network is a very limited kind of thing. And
yeah. And
what we need to do is include as many people as possible. If you're really going, and that's the issue about revolutions and protests and revolts, is that unless it includes a large number of people who see the advantage that not only can you not, you cannot have any power, but you're not going to be able to sustain it. And that's
right. That's
one of the issues about changes, is how do you sustain things? So it's an interesting time to be alive. In spite of the Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. All right, when we come back, we'll have about 20 minutes or so. So if there's something on your mind that you want to chat with me about, 855-99-37569. At some point this week, we're probably going to talk a little bit about charities, because I know it's come up in phone calls, and this is the time of year where human beings, at least in this country, traditionally tithe a little bit, although tithing is a very specific term. It's 10%. But give to charities. I don't know about your mail, but my mail is just rife with people saying, okay, we deserve your money. So we're asking people what charities they like and why they like them, and maybe giving you some ideas. And in a time where, you know, that if you're feeling like you've had a really good, successful, healthy, happy year, maybe it's a great idea to share a little bit. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we've been talking about charities on different levels for the better part, I guess, of a week. As I said, this is the time of year where people traditionally donate, whether it's to the Salvation Army or to their favorite charities. And as I mentioned yesterday, because I Googled it, one of the ways that I've discovered, having spent one sort of end of the year of realizing I didn't have any stamps, and it was the weekend, so the post office was closed. And so I've since, there's an online, I think it's sponsored by American Express. It's called Just Give. And you can go ahead and do that, and they will send them out. There are two issues with it. I mean, it's very convenient, and you get a really nice record, so there's no question about it. The two issues, as far as I'm concerned, both of which can be overcome, is that they do take a percentage. I think it's 2 or 3%, which I think they shouldn't, to be quite honest. I think the American Express probably makes enough money or at least take, I guess 2 or 3% is not considered huge, but it's significant. And given the fact that basically all they have to do is process a check, that maybe they could, maybe we can get together and convince them to lower their rate or to do it as a public service. That's number one. Number two, that quite often the checks do not get issued till, it can sometimes take a couple of weeks. But given the fact that most of us are doing this by the end of the tax year, that you're, in terms of your taxes, that the check is may not be received by the charity, but actually goes out. And the only reason I know that is one of the charities I gave to 1 year had gone out of business, and so they got back in touch with me and said, we're returning your check. Oh, my goodness, that's not exactly the point.
Right.
So there is that. I'm not necessarily giving them the heads up one way or the other. It's a convenient kind of thing to do. They also have, it's a huge resource, and then it will tell you what what charities there are. You can do it by who the group is. They will tell you who the officers are, where it's located, what the overhead is, how long they've been in business, how much they give away, what their resources are. It's very helpful, especially for those of us who feel that we'd just as soon give to sort of a modest charity, because then our donation, whatever it is, will have more impact than if we give to a huge one. But however you want to do it. So that's just give, and you can Google that. There's also one that I'm investigating this year that's called Give Directly, which is a little bit controversial, but there's a certain appeal to it, which is one of the issues for those of us who are, you know, have foundations or give money away. What's the overhead? And as I said, I think earlier this week, that there's this huge issue about overhead, that there have been some very well-known charities that have a 90% overhead, which means that of every dollar you give, 10 cents goes to whomever you think you're giving it to. The other 90% go to what is considered euphemistically overhead. And there's this this dude who's now giving lectures on the internet saying, well, you know, that's the wrong way of looking at it, because if overhead is fundraising, then if you give a dollar and 90% of it goes to, although he doesn't use the figure, if let's say half of it goes to raising money, but for the half that you give, that instead of it being 50 cents, that they make $500, and that's useful for you to do. Except it's disingenuous, because first of all, fundraising quite often is not used as an overhead figure. It's salaries that are used as an overhead figure, and you can argue, well, some people are really good at raising money, but I just think it seems to me for nonprofits that people shouldn't be making huge salaries. I know I also believe in the Tooth Fairy and Easter Bunny. What can I tell you? All right, so the thing about Give Directly is they have no overhead. What they do is they give cash. Now, it's to people in Kenya, and they're working on the assumption that, I guess, two assumptions. Number one, that poor people don't have any money. Hard to argue with that. And second of all, that poor people basically know what they need. And so if you just give them the money, that they will go and buy a bicycle so they can get their kid to school, or they will go and buy a cow so that they have milk or meat, or I suppose a cow for the long term, meat for the short term. And there are organizations, and I've mentioned one of them, that does specifically, that buys livestock. Excuse me. Talking about giving money away always makes me choke. That's not true. But you can do your research and give whomever you want. Do you do stuff like that, Maddie?
I haven't, but it's definitely...
I can't hear you.
It's definitely something I've thought about.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do. I mean, if nothing else, I think it keeps all of us honest a little bit and reminds us of the fact that we really do have, even when our lives feel a little bit complicated, that we really do have blessed lives to a very large extent. All right, so let's hear what people... So we said to people, tell us about your charities. I think that's more or less what we said. So what did we get?
Let's see. There was one...
Manny, I simply can't hear you.
How's that? Is that better?
Nope.
How's that?
That's fine. Yeah.
All right. Good. Let's see. Actually got turned around a little bit here. Facebook, there's a lot of stuff on our Facebook page here. Let's see. Here we go. Ishmael says the Green Beret Foundation, they provide additional help to former soldiers who had been injured in combat or have to deal with other non-physical issues.
Yeah, there's. I did some stuff earlier this month. I did one for a foundation about bullying, and I did one the same night for Wounded Warriors. And it's hard to think about two charities at more opposite extremes, but in some ways it wasn't, because they were both. And one of the things I talked about it at the time. One of the things that was remarkable in both. And especially at the Wounded Warrior, there was a woman who was desperately wounded and has this body armor that she now allows her to walk. And for both, I think both at both extremes was the issue of the lost potential. And how do we make sure as a country that we give people the support that they need to lead the lives that make some sense to them, and especially for people who are willing to disrupt their lives and go off to places so that we don't have to. So they were both. It was a remarkable sort of night of my life to have both extremes, same dress, but both extremes. So, and there's Wounded Warrior, there's the Green Beret, there's it's still an MIA group, I think. All right, keep going.
Let's see. Annie says, I support my local Humane Society, not just because I love dogs, but because they have a program that provides shelter for the pets of people who are victims of domestic violence. So many times, wow, a victim won't leave a bad situation because they don't want to leave behind their pet, which I think is pretty interesting, actually.
Well, it is an interesting phenomenon. I know down here, because I've shared before that I had a friend who bought a dog from a doggy factory, which I was very much against. And although I didn't say at the time, I mean, he'd already gotten the dog, and the dog succumbed within maybe 6 weeks or something. Was very sick and was apparently sick when he bought the animal. And he said, well, that the trainer or the person said that the breeder said that they would give him 50% off a new animal. And I said, first of all, it should be 50%. It should be replaced, number one. And number two, why are you doing that?
Right.
There are, especially up here after Sandy, because that was one of the issues, that they had a huge number of animals that hit the shelters because of Sandy, to the extent that they were actually sending animals to other states to be adopted. And these, if you haven't been to an animal shelter recently, you should do it, because, first of all, they have very elaborate online, they make Facebook look anemic. They have cute pictures of animals, and they have them interacting and what their pedigree is and what their name is, and they will. I know around here they actually have a program where you can take. First of all, you have to go through this huge process of you could probably adopt a child easier than you can adopt a dog around here. That you have to get references, and they have to make sure that it's an appropriate place, and then you're allowed to once you're approved, to take the dog for, I think, either two weeks or a month and make sure that it's a good fit for you and the animal. So, listen, it's a good, if you're thinking about an animal for Christmas for one of your children or for yourself, go to the pound first, would you? I mean, these are already animals that exist, that they are, they're huge number of breeds, you're doing a good deed at the same time that you're finding a cool present for somebody. Make sure they also want an animal.
Yeah. That might help too.
Yeah. Oh, goody, we're giving you a dog. I don't want a dog. Okay. What else we got?
Also, Evelyn, she says the Salvation Army, they are always there to help no matter what.
They're one of the people on my list because they always have been. I've been feeding people for years with Salvation Army, but especially after September 11th, because they allowed me to do what I know how to do at a time where everybody wanted to help, and they allowed me to do that. So we'll be back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
the knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely, 855-993-7569. Okay, so we're talking about charities and what people like, and Salvation Army, I agree, is always a good shot. The Humane Society, and again, if you're thinking about getting a pet for someone for the holidays, which is never a bad idea, assuming the kid wants one, and also assuming, let's talk about the fact that kids below the age of about 10 are just not really capable of taking care of a pet. So if you're getting a pet for a young child, understand it's going to be your responsibility. They're just not old enough to be able to take care of it. And pets and very small children look great on Hallmark cards, but are not a very good idea. They're just kids will not be kind enough to them. They'll play with them in ways that are, you know, not very, very helpful for the animal. Okay. What else we got?
We have one from Adeline. She says, St. Jude's, because I admire the help offered to children at no cost.
Yeah, and Marlo is great. I've known Marlo for years, and she really does work hard. She carries on her dad's legacy about it and does, you know. So yeah, I agree with that.
And then Mary says, the American Cancer Society, they offered practical help to me in several ways when I was fighting cancer.
Well, and that's an issue, isn't it? If there's been a charity that's been particularly helpful to you, it makes some sense to support them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in a very personal way, that you don't have to worry about what they do. So good on you.
And then we have another one that posted a link to a charity called Donate to Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
this is Doctors Without Borders has, especially during the Ebola issue, have been very helpful. I think it's Doctors Medecins. I think it's a French group, and have been very effective. And apparently, you can volunteer with them as well as send them money.
Yeah, and then another Mary, she just says, any charity that supports animals. So that's probably about all we have for specific examples on that particular question. But yeah, some really good ones, it seems like.
Yeah, well, and the idea being that find something that makes sense to you, because mm-hmm. I think that's the way to do it. And it also, one of the things that I've sort of gotten involved in, it's part of the reason I started my own foundation, is that I was giving money to, you know, the obvious folks, and not really feeling like I had any control over what happened to them. And none of them, I think, were bad. It's just that I thought some of them were a little more efficient than others. And so my criteria now is to really be a little bit more hands-on and to know the charity, to know the people involved in it, to see how they spend their money, to make sure that it's something that makes some sense to me. And it also means that the charity is something more than just writing a check, or in this particular case, typing a check that somebody will send out. But it's something to teach your children as well. I can remember as a kid that, and they're still going on, that the fire departments is Toys for Tots. It used to be, I think, at one point the Marines did it, and then I think it was at fire stations. But it's a great opportunity for adults to say to their kids, look, go through your toy chest and find slightly used toys that you don't love anymore. I mean, you don't want to take something that's all raggedy and awful and give it to somebody who's not going to have, doesn't have as much. It's a great way, first of all, of cleaning out the toy chest before the latest onslaught. And second of all, instills in children early on that there are people who need, people who are less fortunate. And so I think it's a really good thing to do on a whole bunch of different levels. As I said, I was really touched a couple of years ago when a family went and decided that apparently the kids were listening to the radio when mom was saying, let's go shopping for Christmas. And they said, can we go shop for that family who doesn't have anything? And if kids don't learn it from us, they're probably not going to learn it, which is not to say that adults can't develop a sense of philanthropy on their own, and certainly helps to have a little bit of money left at the end of the month. I mean, it's very hard to be philanthropic if you're having to spend money to just keep body and soul together. But even, it teaches not only philanthropy, but savings and care about other people. And so it is the spirit of the season in ways that can sometimes elude us of kids who have so much stuff. And, I mean, I'm sure all of us have watched our kids sort of plow through the stuff underneath the Christmas tree, and, you know, is that all there is? And we decry the fact that kids are not, that there's a sense of entitlement, that they don't have a sense of how much better they are than most people. But they learn that from us. Mm-hmm. And for the question, which I get asked a lot this year, is, okay, we can keep our our gifting under control, but the grandparents. Well, so let the grandparents give all their stuff and then put it away and sort of dole it out over the year.
Yeah.
And again, having your kids go through and tick out some of the stuff that they were very excited about at the time, but either didn't play with or didn't use, and wrap it up. Or a lot of places ask you not to wrap it anymore so that they can figure out if it's for a boy or for a girl or what it is. But or sort of organize something in your own neighborhood that instead of getting together and saying let's do a toy drive. But if you're going to do it quickly. When we're talking about Christmas being basically, what is it, 2 weeks from, can you believe it's 2 weeks from Thursday?
It's crazy, isn't it?
What happened? I mean, you know, that's Thanksgiving. Yeah. I mean, Thanksgiving is only like 6 days later than the earliest it could be, but it certainly seems like it's crept up on us and jumped upon us, mm-hmm. and is wrestling us to the curb.
Before you know it, we're on to the next one. It's crazy.
Well, and you know, when it's not only that Christmas is 2 weeks away, but the New Year is 1 week after that.
Right.
So the year is just about gone. And you can see I feel like I've already started. Pardon?
No, I was going to say, I feel like 2014 just started. This is it's really weird, and here we are. We're
do you remember when I was a kid, I couldn't say, oh, Mom, I wish it was my birthday, I wish it was Christmas. And she'd say, don't wish your life away. And I remember thinking, man, that's really stupid. I just want it to be quicker. And now, man, every year just goes faster and faster. And there is actually an intellectual argument for that, is that you've got more... The percentage of years that you've lived gets bigger, so any 1 year is smaller in terms of your total life. But that doesn't actually explain as far as I'm concerned, because this year clearly was only 3 months. It's very clear to me that that was
feels,
the case.
Certainly feels like it.
Yeah. Except, do you remember when we were worried about 2000 and all of, or was it 2001? I think it was 2001 where we figured that all of the computers were going to malfunction.
Oh, yeah, the Y2K stuff where everybody's, like, running to stores and buying canned goods and all this stuff. And people.
I mean, we worry about all the wrong stuff.
People are building bunkers and all this other stuff.
Buying those stupid glasses for New Year's Eve. Tragic. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.